This is Nefer Freeman, co-producer and host of Voices with Vision. The radical change the world needs can't happen without radical radio, emancipatory media. This is why the people-centered programming of WPFW is vital. WPFW provides the people with the information and analysis that we need to fortify and familiarize our minds with. Call 800-222-9739 or go online to WPFWFM.org. Give the gift of WPFW today.
The adults have their music, my parents have their music, the teens have their music, but what about me? I said the adults have their music, my parents have their music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time!
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And here we are for our last show with you for 2021, and what an awesome year it's been.
Yes, challenging, but awesome all the same. Some wonderful things happened in 2021, and we look forward to 2022.
And for those that were looking to see us at the Noon Yards Eve celebration, we have a change in our plans.
Yes, unfortunately, due to the increase in the rise in COVID cases, Uncle Devin and the band has decided not to perform.
Yes. So we want you all to be safe, stay safe. That's most important. And we will see you all again in 2022.
We have an awesome show in store for you today. We have not one, but two We Nation podcast sneak peeks with Natalie Days of Gullah Gullah Island and Marquita Staples of Curly Crew Books, along with her book in our We Nation Reads.
But today, we're going to continue to celebrate Kwanzaa, and let's go back to the Kwanzaa slide.
To the left, put your fist up high and turn it all around.
Take it to the right, a rock side to side and shake it down to the ground.
Just slide and then stop.
Slide and then stop.
Slide, slide, slip and slide. That's right, do the Kwanzaa slide.
You're cordially invited to the party of the year.
Come one, come all, it's a family affair. Dressed to impress in your red, black, and green.
Looking like African kings and queens.
Do you know what Kwanzaa means?
It means first fruits in Swahili.
Habari Gani.
What's the news?
Meet us on the floor with your dancing shoes. Come on everybody and show your pride. And do the Kwanzaa slide. 7 is the magic number. Yes, Kwanzaa time. Family, culture, community. Yeah, you know the vibe. Party don't stop 7 days and nights. To the Kwanzaa slide. Take it to the left. Put your fist up high and turn it all around.
Take it to the right. And rock side to side and shake it down to the ground.
Just slide and then stop.
Slide and then stop.
Slide, slide, slip and slide. That's right. Do the Kwanzaa slide. Unity, purpose, self-determination starts with your family and then with the nation.
You gotta have faith and creativity, collective work, responsibility.
Cooperative economics is a topic, is a topic. Or how you spend the money in your pocket, your pocket.
Do the Kwanzaa slide, just rock it. Whatever you do, just don't stop it.
Take it to the left, put your fist up high and turn it all around.
Take it to the right, and rock side to side and shake it down to the ground.
Just slide and then stop.
So listen very, very closely, or I might drink. with you. Check it out, Simon says, will everyone touch your head? Now Simon says, well, let me see you clap your hands. And Simon says, stand up on your feet. Come on now, Simon says, let me see you do a dance to the beat. Come on, now everybody sit back down right now. Oh, I got you, you know why? Because Simon didn't say. All right. Nobody's out, nobody's out. We're gonna try round two. Was I in line? Tell them what to do. Here we go.
Well, Simon says, throw your hands in the air. And Simon says, swing them like you just don't care. And Simon says, reach down and touch the ground. And Simon says, make a silly face like a clown. And now everybody jump up in the sky. Everybody jump up really high.
You again, you know why?
Simon didn't say, yeah, yeah.
Simon said, listen to the guitar. Simon said, listen to the keyboard. Simon says, oh, listen to the bass. Hey, y'all. Simon says, listen to the drummers.
Hi, this is Kimberly Locke from American Idol, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa.
We celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa.
The beatbox, the human beatbox. So we ain't got no drums on this track, it's all beatbox. So y'all need to sing this with me. Yo, it's the beatbox.
It's the beatbox.
It's the beatbox. Your pun, your part.
The human beatbox.
Come on. Let's break it down. Now I could walk down the street and always have a drum with me. I play it at the shows and they say it sounds pretty. For some strange reason, not everybody can see it. I play it while I'm singing and I clean it while I'm breathing. Got a sound like, and a sound like. If you put them both together, then it's... Took a lot of practice and it started as a hobby. And now I got 20 different drums in my body. It's the beatbox.
It's the beatbox.
It's the beatbox. Come on, yo, it's the beatbox.
It's the beatbox.
The human beatbox. Come on. Now I can make people groove cause it sounds so smooth. What the and then bring it back as I bust a rap. And I can keep it going cause it's cool like that. The beatboxing started, let's say, in the 80s. People heard the sounds with the mouth and said, that's crazy. And you can make the sounds with the letters in the alphabet, like B's and P's and T's and other things. From clock sounds and doorbell rings, you see the beatboxer uses all types of things. Now we can make it go fast or make it go slow. It's so versatile that we can make it do both. It's the beatbox.
It's the beatbox.
The human beatbox. It's the beatbox. Come on, again with me. It's the beatbox. Yeah, it's the beatbox. Come on, yeah, it's the beatbox. It's the beatbox. Now, we all have a million drums that's inside our chest, but be careful when you use them, you can run out of breath. Now, I could easily cough and throw the beatbox off, or mix the beat with the cough, and the problem is solved. Get a drama sound. Come on.
people look like. We are people.
We are people living on planet Earth. Together we can make it work. No matter what we look like, we are people. People sharing our planet Earth.
Change the world. This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world. Together, me and you.
We're gonna carry this rock on up that hill.
This is the way we do.
It's gonna take a lot of muscle, gonna take a lot of will.
This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world. This is the way we do. Change the world together, me and you.
Let your voice ring out across the land.
This is the way we do.
Cast your vote and take a stand.
This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world. This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world together, me and you.
Gonna clean mess up that we're in.
This is the way we do.
Come on now, let's begin.
This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world. This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world. Together, me and you.
Look forward to a brighter day.
This is the way we do.
Children lead the way.
This is the way we do.
This is the way,
this is the way we change the world. This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world. Together, me and you. This is the way we change the world. This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world. Together, me and you.
Change the world. This is the way we do. This is the way we change the world. Together, me and you.
So sweet. So sweet.
Oh, wow.
You're listening to We Nation Radio with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita here on WPFW 89.3 FM in the nation's capital.
Yeah, and that was our good friend, Mr. G. Off of his 2021 CD, and that was This Is The Way, featuring the Global Citizen Ensemble, which I was a part of also. So great song, Ben, and there's no way we can end this year without sharing our music, or sharing your music.
And before that, we had Snook Nook with We're All The Same.
Yes, and then we had DC's own Chris Styles Bacon with The Beatbox.
That's always a lot of fun. And prior to that, we had Kwanzaa by Silverback Tribe.
Yeah, that go-go swing on that is just nice. We have
it sure
fun with that. But then, you know, you got to have Simon Says. We got Aaron Nigel Smith and One World Chorus with his version of Simon Says.
The funkiest Simon Says ever.
I think it's official. Absolutely.
I think it's time for a We Nation podcast sneak peek. And for those that may be new to the show, this is where we give you a teaser of very inspiring podcasts that Uncle Devin has with amazing guests, musicians, artists, storytellers. And we give you a little snippet, and then you can head on over to WeNationRadio.com/podcast to hear it in its entirety on WeNationRadio.com or any of your favorite podcast platforms. Who do we have this week, Uncle Devin?
Well, my guest is the one and only Natalie Days, and she is a creative catalyst, speaker, master storyteller, and artist. Her voice and face are familiar to many who grew up in the 90s, and she and her husband, Ron Days, starred in Nickelodeon's Gullah Gullah Island, a television show that ran from 1994 to 1998 and became one of the most popular shows for children during the era. It was developed for preschoolers with puppets and music, and it depicted an African-American family and other children on an imagined sea island and so much more. Please help me welcome the one and only Natalie Days. Welcome to We Nation.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Hello.
Tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Who are you, and where kind of where'd you grow up?
Oh, okay. Well, who I am. I am a storyteller. That's who I am. That's what I do in any type of genre. I actually grew up in central New York, but I moved to South Carolina Lowcountry to the Gullah community a long, long time ago. And I came down to help my grandma, and I stayed. I met my husband, Ron, and we began singing together, and we've been singing together for 38 years, y'all. We've been singing
together. Wow, that is awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And when you say you came together for the, where you moved into the Gullah community, let's talk a little bit about that, and that will get us into your amazing career.
Okay.
What is the Gullah community, and why did you decide to move there?
Well, I didn't actually decide to move here. My family decided for me that I was
Oh, okay.
You know how it is with some African-American families, and maybe other families as well. They say, look, grandma needs some help, and you going? They didn't say, do you want to go to South Carolina? So right. I came down. The Gullah community on the coastal areas of South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, a little bit of Florida, and a little bit of Florida is a community that was populated largely by Africans from the west coast of Africa that were brought here during the slave trade. And they were brought here in large amounts, particularly for the rice culture, because we live on the coast of the Atlantic, and rice grew well in the swamps on the coast. And so there was a huge influx of Africans brought here to cultivate this rice. And because the area was largely African, much more African than European, what you had was actually sort of a neo-African culture on the coast of South Carolina and Georgia, and as I said, a little bit of North Carolina, a little bit of Florida. And so that community is known as the Gullah community. And the West African's descendants are known as the Gullah people.
Talk about how you were able to get connected with Nickelodeon and to do Gullah Gullah Allah.
Look, y'all, all I can say is this was grace. I can't tell you how to do it because we weren't planning on it. Here's where we were. We had one child. We had basically a road baby on the road, packing her up in the car. We're on stage singing. Folk don't know there's a car seat, baby seat right behind the curtain. We're on the stage. Da, da, da. Little kids, babies right there playing with her feet. So that was the first child. Then we got pregnant again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, baby, I don't know if I can do two children on the road in the big blue van. And so we began to ask, you know, folk, we know there's something else, but we don't know what it is. And, you know, people didn't know because no one understood people like us. They said right. things like, well, you know, guys, you've had fun. Got a baby, got another baby coming. Y'all need to get jobs. Y'all need to go in the school system. There are certain jobs that black middle class folk were supposed to do. And you can get a job in the school system. You're like, that's not it. Mm-hmm. And then one day, this is Grace. There's an author. Her name is Gloria Naylor, though she's passed. She had written a book based on St. Helena Island and had bought a house there. And she called me because some friends of hers were coming to town, and the house she bought was empty. She said, Natalie, they're coming to town. Can you put some furniture or something in the house? I was like, okay, give me like $300. I'm going to the Salvation Army. And, you know, I got beds and stuff in the house. And then her friends came, and they were Maria Perez and Lawrence Fishburne. And they were going to do a movie with Gloria. The movie never happened. But we went to dinner with them one night. I'm really pregnant with my second child. We're eating cold chicken. We're just talking about children's TV. And Maria had been pitching shows to Nickelodeon and said, oh, well, Gloria says you do stuff. Maybe we can do a show about you. Eating cold chicken on the island one night. That's how that happened. No agent, no manager, no knocking on doors, no nothing. This was a grace situation. What you would see is a family. And what was lovely is that it was a Gullah Geechee. It was a brown family on a sea island. And we were the center of that community. And so it was me and my real life husband and my real life children and some other cast members. And it was a show about community, about family. about communication with lots of singing. We sang in every episode, and there were family lessons, and there was a large polywog, the puppet character, a walk around puppet character, character called Binya Binya Polywog. And so we sang and danced in every episode. And my children, you know, kind of grew up under us on the show. They had to be there because we were there.
You're listening to Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita on We Nation Radio here on WPFW 89.3 FM. And that was our We Nation podcast sneak peek with the fabulous Natalie Days.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, and you didn't even really get to the part where she's actually an artist.
Yes, absolutely.
An illustrator, an artist. And so I can't wait to hear and learn more.
Right.
And you can do that at wenationradio.com/podcast or any of your favorite podcast platforms. And to learn more about Natalie, you can go to Natalie Days, and that's a typical spelling of Natalie, DAISE.com. Or you can go to Natalie Days Artist or Gullah Mama. And that's, sorry, that Natalie Days Artist is on Facebook, and Gullah Mama is on IG. And that's GULLAHMAMA.
All right. And that was one of the highlights of my career interviewing Natalie. So that was so much fun there. So let's get back to some more music. We're going to go back to our good friend up in New York, Shine in the Moonbeams. And you know what? I think we want to shake for eight. You're listening to We Nation Radio.
Stop me. Let the music play. Keep up with me. call it some music. Show us how you stand.
Ya tú sabes. Mira mi step.
Step. Show us how you stand. Show us how you stand.
Show us how you stand.
Step. Show us how you stand. Show us how you stand.
Show us how you stand. You can sing it, you can dance, call it up in English or in Spanish.
Can't be by stamp. Favorito stamp. Show us how you stamp, show us how you stamp. Again and again and again.
Doesn't matter who you are, you belong to stamp and you're gonna go far, far, far.
You got creativity
and brain power, it's clear to see. You're a genius, so be proud to be standing out when you're in a crowd. So show it up, tell us what you know. Nobody can stop us in flow.
STEM.
A celebration is about to begin. Science, technology, engineering, and math. Show us that.
Step. Show us how you step. Show us how you step.
Show us how you step.
Step. Show us how you step. Show us how you step.
Show us how you stand. You can sing it, you can dance, code it up in English or in Spanish.
Can't be by stamp. Favorito stamp. Show us how you stand. Show us how you stand. Again and again and again.
Again. Please show us again. We really want to see how you just did that experiment. How you did the calculation, solving all the math equations. That's right, you were born for STEM. Go ahead and break up all the stereotypes telling that you are gonna take flight. You can ride a code that'll send a spaceship out of sight. And if you fail, keep trying with all your might. Represent STEM for life, life, life.
STEM.
A celebration is about to begin. Science, technology, engineering, and math. Show us that.
Step. Show us how you step. Show us how you step.
Show us how you step.
Step. Show us how you step. Show us how you step.
Show us how you step. You can sing it, you can dance, code it up in English or in Spanish.
Can't be by step. Favorito step. Show us how you step. Show us how you step. Again and again and again.
Look, look, look at my stem.
Tell 'em.
Look, look, look at my stem.
Tell 'em.
Look, look, look at my stem.
Yeah.
Mira mi stem. Mira, mira mi stem.
Tell 'em. Look, look, look at my stem.
You gotta tell 'em.
Look, look, look at my stem.
You gotta tell 'em.
Look, look, look at my stem. Mira mi stem. Mira, mira mi stem. Stem. Show us how you stem. Show us how you stem.
Show us how you stem.
Stem. Show us how you stem. Show us how you stem.
Show us how you stand. You can sing it, you can dance, code it up in English or in Spanish.
Can't be by stamp. Favorito stamp. Show us how you stand. Show us how you stand. Again and again and again.
Can you show us how you stand? How you stand, yeah.
Again and again and again.
Ya tú sabes. Mira mi step. Otra vez.
Again and again and again.
Mira, tú eres inteligente. Y no lo olvides.
You're listening to We Nation Radio. Global beats for little feet.
Hey everyone, I got a message for you. There's something every day that you must do. Let me tell you something, it won't cost you nothing to learn right from wrong or what's false and what's true. It can be done in the sun or the rain, using the muscle in your head called a brain. Information is fine to develop your mind all the time. Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Everyone should be thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Thinking is something you must do every day. It should be a daily part of life to stay, like breathing in air or putting on clothes that you wear. But you must do it in your own special way. And if you need help to follow this plan, ask a lot of questions if you don't understand. If you follow this rule, ask questions in school, you'll be no fool. Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
You must be thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Every day you must take some time to get some mental food stimulating your mind, like reading a book or go outside and look at all the beautiful things that nature has designed. Go to the museum or go to the zoo. You really learn a lot, maybe something new. Reading is fun for everyone, even you. That's right. If you want wanna be happy, think about it a lot. Everything you do in life first begins with a thought, like learning true from the bad or being happy, not sad. Everything will be fine, it all starts in your mind. If someone asks you to do something that's wrong, walk the other way, have some courage, be strong. Before you talk or you act, make sure you study the fact. What's that called? Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
You must be thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Hey, Uncle Devin.
Hey, Patches.
I've been thinking. Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? And why do they call them apartments when they're so close together? And are part-time band leaders considered semiconductors? How come a sponge has hundreds of holes, yet still holds water? And did Noah keep his bees inside of archives? And why do they call them buildings when they've already been built? Shouldn't we just call them built? And do fish ever get thirsty? I wonder. And why is it called lipstick when they can still move their lips? And how in the world do you get off a non-stop flight?
Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
You must be thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
But check it out. The other day in my history class, we learned a lot of facts about folks from the past, like Christopher Columbus used his compass, discovered America and his landmass. But wait a minute now, how can that be? The Native Americans were here, you see, for thousands of years before Columbus appeared. They were here. Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Use your brain is thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Every single day you should be thinking,
thinking.
And the children are thinking,
thinking.
And all the parents should be thinking,
thinking.
The librarians too are thinking,
thinking.
Yes, politicians should be thinking.
You're listening to We Nation Radio with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita. And that was none other than our very own Thinking by Uncle Devin.
Yeah, I had to put that in there. That's what we've been doing all year. We've been thinking. And one of the reasons why we didn't perform anywhere live this year was that we were thinking about the health of our community. And so we're sorry that you didn't get a chance to see us live. You can see us in a lot of virtual activities. But you will hopefully, you know, you'll see us more in 2022 because we got a lot of good things coming.
And that was primarily because our audience, really our primary audience, are all sometimes under five.
Yes.
And they weren't able to be vaccinated or protected.
Exactly. And so, we know that the black community is impacted by the COVID-19 even more than any other community. So it was just our way of just making sure we stay safe. And we'll see you for some strong shows coming up in 2022.
Oh, yeah. It's shaping up to be a great 2022.
That's right. And then before that, we had Roy Moy III with Show Us How to STEM with his
Show Us How You STEM.
Oh, I'm sorry. Show Us How You STEM. And STEM is for science, technology, engineering, and math. And so, and he's a scientist by day and a musician by night.
An incredible musician.
Absolutely.
No less.
And then, of course, we opened up with Shine in the Moonbeam. So I think it's time for Shake for Eight. That's right.
Love
I think it's time for
We Nation Podcast Sneak Peek.
Number two.
That's right.
Our guest today is Marquita Staples with the Curly Crew book series. Welcome, Marquita.
Hey, Uncle Devin. Thanks for having me.
Tell them a little bit about yourself. Who is Marquita?
Okay, sure. So I am the author, illustrator, owner of Curly Crew Books. This is a series that I started about 2 years ago. I have two daughters who are now 2 and 4. And when the oldest was a baby, that's when we started doing story time. And I found myself just falling in love with everything about children's books, the pictures, the way that she would fall in love with some of the characters. And then I found she had her own preferences for the types of books that she wanted. And so, you know, one thing that we are all pretty aware of is there's a bit of a gap in literature when it comes to books for kids of color. And so that was one problem that I was hoping to solve with my books. But then also I just pretty much wanted to write the books that she wanted to read. So my books are fun. They have a very down-to-earth dialogue between the kids and parents, and they are meant to provide an outlet for kids to fall in love with reading at an early age. And then the books also have messages, and we can get into kind of what those books are. And this has all been new to me. I taught myself to illustrate. I kind of found along the way of writing the books that I liked that process. And so I have a background in corporate America, but now I do this full time, and it's been so much fun.
I Love Being Me from Curly Crew Books, written and illustrated and also read by Marquita Staples.
I love my curly hair. It keeps all the pretty bows in place.
Oh boy, don't we all love that pretty hair and what it can do when it has pretty little ponytail holders and barrettes or really cute colorful hats. Oh, I just love that curly hair.
I love my hands. They can make such beautiful art.
We like to be really, really careful with our art, right? Keep it right on the paper. Keep it right where it goes. Maybe just a little bit of a mess sometimes, but our hands can make the most beautiful art in the world.
I love my voice. Sometimes I talk real loud so mommy and daddy hear me.
Do you guys like to talk loud sometimes? How about really, really quiet? I like both, but we want to make sure we keep our voices nice and quiet or loud depending on where we are.
I love my brown skin. Look at how it glows.
Oh, I bet you just love how that skin looks when it's glistening after a nice bath or with a little lotion on it. Beautiful, beautiful brown skin.
I love my nose. When I pinch it, my voice sounds so funny.
Have you tried pinching your nose? Try it. Pinch your nose and say, hello. Let's do it together. One, two, three. Hello.
I love my laugh. When grandma tells me to relax, it makes me laugh even more.
How is your laugh? Can I hear it?
I love my eyes. Sometimes I get treats when I open them big and bright and say, please.
Sometimes we can get whatever we want with those big, beautiful eyes. Now, can't we? Of course, we always have to say please. And then what do we say when we get something we like? That's right. Thank you.
I love my lips. Auntie leaves her lipstick out just for me. Mwah!
Did Auntie really leave that lipstick out for you? Did Daddy really leave that chapstick out for you? Do you sometimes find lipstick, chapstick, and other little fun things and play in them? Here's a secret. I do too. We just have to make sure we ask first.
I love my legs. Daddy thinks he can catch me, but I'm too fast.
Now, how fast can you run? I bet you can run really, really, really fast. Those legs can take you anywhere.
I love my tummy. It's super ticklish.
Do you have a ticklish tummy? How about your feet? How about your armpits? I bet there's something ticklish on you that makes you laugh.
I love my feet. Uncle loves it when I put them right in his face.
Of course, we do this if uncle or mom or dad or anyone wants to play that game with us. And then it can be a little funny.
I love my arms. They fit perfectly around my family.
I bet they fit perfectly around your own body, too. You can even give yourself a hug. Try it right now. Wrap your arms tight, tight, tight around yourself. Give yourself a big, big squeeze. And then I want you to say after me, I love being me. I bet you do. And you know what?
My family loves me too.
Your family loves you. So many people, so many friends, so many individuals in this world love you and are ready to give love to you. But most importantly, you should absolutely love you because you are amazing.
What an uplifting story by author and illustrator Marquita Staples of the Curly Crew book series. And to learn more about Curly Crew books, you can go to C-U-R-L-Y Crew, C-R-E-W books.com, and that's curlycrewbooks.com, or any of her social media, Facebook, IG, Twitter, at Curly Crew Books.
And we started a conversation that you'll hear on the full podcast where we might do some music together with some of her books. And so stay tuned for that. I love those types of collaborations where we put music to books together and come up with something new. So get ready for that.
So talented. I can't wait to see and read more from Marquita. And to hear more or the full interview, you can go to WeNationRadio.com/podcast or any of your favorite podcast platforms.
Brothers and sisters, we live in a wonderful, wonderful world. Wouldn't you agree? And we are surrounded by so many amazing and fantastical things. Can I get a witness? Now we, as human beings, are inquisitive by nature. That means we want to learn about and understand our surroundings. How do we go about learning about our surroundings? Well, we gotta ask questions. How many questions? 3? 79? 126? Well, it can be different at different times. But for right now, today, we're gonna ask 99.
Can you tell me why the sky's so blue? And all the clouds made of cotton? Oh, can you please tell me true? Well, I got 99 questions that I would like to ask of you. Hey, hey, mama, have you ever met the man in the moon? And could I call him on the telephone and invite him over soon? Well, I got 99 questions would like to ask of you. I got 99 questions on my mind, you see. And I wonder, could you help me satisfy my curiosity? Where, why, what, when, who? Well, can you tell me what to do about the 99 questions that I would like to ask of you? Here we go.
Why
is the sun so bright?
Does
it ever shine at night?
Counted
all the stars, and can I drive the car?
Can
you jump just like a frog?
Do
cats ever play with dogs?
How
fast can a tiger run, and who invented fun?
When
will I grow up like you?
Do
I have to wear my shoes? You've been to outer space, is it a great big place?
Where
does food go when we eat?
Why
does chocolate taste so sweet?
How
far can you see, and are you listening to me? I got 99 questions on my mind, you see.
On my mind.
And I wonder, could you help me satisfy my curiosity? Where, why, what, when, who? Well, can you tell me what to do about the 99 questions that I would like to ask?
Oh, yeah.
99 questions that I would like to ask. 99 questions that I would like to ask of.
I got so many questions, and we got so many.
you don't mind. No. Why do I have to clean my room when it's just going to get messy again? Is it okay for me to have two or three best friends? If it's a quarter till nine now, when is it a dollar till ten? Why can I feel but not see the wind? Have you ever been afraid of the dark? Why are trees covered with bark? Does it seem like I ask a lot? So many questions that I've got a lot. Not done yet, hope it's okay. It's 10 a.m., we got all day. I'm 99. Please, I got 99 questions and I gotta ask. Oh, please, somebody please, can you help me with the 99 questions, brothers and sisters? Thank you kindly. Oh, please, tell me.
I was up out of my seat.
Wow.
Oh, Sugar Free All Stars. They do it every time.
That's
and
right.
That was 99 questions.
Yes. And you got to ask questions, you know. And some of the questions people asked us was, where can we go to find good music for children? Which is why we started We Nation Radio.
So true.
Yes. I mean, think about it. I mean, you have children riding around in the car. You want to jam some of your favorite music, but we know that a lot of the content isn't appropriate for them. And yet, you want to play R&B, hip-hop, funk, jazz, reggae, go-go, calypso, world music.
And we have it all.
We have it all.
And so much more.
And
that's
so
the
much
thing.
More. Exactly. So yeah. This is why we do what we do here, and why we continue to do this even after this on WeNationRadio.com with two E's. You can go subscribe, become part of the family. And
by joining the nation.
By joining the nation.
Signing up.
Signing up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue to really put together and assemble all of these artists from around the world just for you.
And if you're an artist, storyteller, book author, or if you want to recommend any one of those, we have a contact page where artist submission, they can complete that form, tell us about what they do. And, you know, we'll make sure, hey, we want to include and make sure everyone is included. This is a very inclusive station.
Absolutely.
It's not about excluding anyone. We want to make sure everyone's included.
Absolutely. And the other thing is this. We're working right now, partnering with some others, to bring forward the Black Children's Network. We need a platform that's 24/7. The We Nation Radio is 24/7 music, but we also need to focus on television. And this is a multimedia streaming platform that produces video series, movies, music programs, all designed to educate, entertain, and inspire Black children and families. You can find out more about that at blackchildrensnetwork.com. And that's coming to you in 2022, mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
And I'm so proud of you, Aaron, and Antonio for bringing that to our children and families.
Thank you. Well, listen, what a wonderful year this has been. Auntie Lolita, love you so much. This has been such an honor
love
to be able
to. And we love our We Nation Radio
and we
family.
Love your family. That's right.
Our WPFW family. They've been so supportive of us.
Absolutely.
And we're so appreciative.
Thank you, Katia. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, everyone that's been. Joni Eisenberg, NEPA. Yes, all of
so
the voices
many.
Of vision. And listen, and we also want to thank who we got to make way for now.
Donald Temple.
Donald Temple and Loveology. Happy New Year to everyone. We will see you on the other side. And just remember, I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And life is a drum.
So beat it!
Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, Vince. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, Marcus. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, goodbye, Jack. See you next time.
Goodbye to Bob. We'll see you next time.
play that piano for me, Adam. I'm gonna see you next time.
Goodbye, see ya.
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.
Voices with Vision on 89.3 FM, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for eye-opening dissection of social justice news. Listener discretion is advised because this is not